Welcome back to Get With The Programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
Hey, did you use it?
Fuck no.
You didn't use it?
Nope.
That's awesome.
I'm not going to, dude. Not going to. Did you hear my entry music? Did you hear my entry music?
I did.
I cannot. I'm sorry. That's no offense, but that's just me.
That's so great. Are you going to protest the whole open?
What do you mean protest?
Like wait protest?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
If nobody's picked up on what we're talking about, is that Bill has 4 years leading into the 55 plus division has said he refuses to use the 35 pound dumbbell, which is why I asked that at the lead of the show. No context, no warning. I knew he knew exactly what I was asking and what I was talking about. So we are here to recap 24.1 just for our own personal experience. This isn't an analyzing show. We're just going to talk about the workout. Maybe a couple news things out here, but that's about it. Tex loved watching Chase do 24.1. Yeah.
Dude, I thought that was, I loved watching your cut, but watching your video was great to watch too, because I think that was like you showed exactly how everyone felt, because all of the badasses with that fucking Taylor, dude, that
dude,
guy,
what Taylor did on beef. Friday night
beast
was
mode.
I texted him
reeling from that.
I text him in. I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, although you get this, is that I don't actively cheer for any athlete. Not that I am not a fan, right, or enjoy watching compete, but especially in like a commentating position, is like I don't actively cheer for people. Well, especially one on the broadcast, because that's a big no-no.
Yeah,
but I just haven't, and most of the time is because I was an athlete at the time, so I have this stigma is like I'll root for you and I'll cheer for you as a sport thing, but I'm not going to be like actively screaming. Rarely.
Hell no.
I was actively cheering for Taylor.
I was so
total
shocked.
Organically.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't seen that show, you have to go out. You got to go back and watch that show, Taylor versus the World. Dallin has been so badass across the board and everything.
Shout out to Dallin Pepper, dude.
100%.
That dude's stock, just for my own personal, like, take 100%. Put the fan hat on. I like Dallin Pepper.
Dude, he went from like, you know, teen athlete who's made his way into it. Dude, I don't even think about the teen stuff anymore. Like that dude.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
What's really cool is he has a great personality for that setup. Same thing with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I love when they did the little commercial of them like kind of approaching each other on the street.
Yeah,
super cool. Like that's super fun that they're able to do that. But watching the speed that Dallin came out at, and Taylor was right there, and then just did not stop.
No,
unreal. Like in the time is. I mean, world class,
mm-hmm.
world class, without a doubt. But even what's even more impressive is the fact that like he's not actively trying to get to the games. He just sent, like, that's the competitor part. He just sent it.
Yeah.
To where he's on the broadcast part afterwards and he's like projectile vomiting.
Dude.
Like, stud. That dude is a beast. 100%. He's in our little chat group, and mm-hmm. by far one of the silliest, everything that he says, I end up laughing out loud. It's so funny.
So
I love listening to him talk, but the guy's he's a beast. And that was amazing.
He says like half the things I want to say and the other half are things I would never say.
But yours was too. The way that you did yours too is the exact same thing. Like that's what everybody felt. It's what everybody felt. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was, well, thank you. It did not feel awesome. Nothing about that felt awesome. Yes, I was humbled by, 24.1 greatly. And I videoed it. I wanted to put up there. If you guys haven't seen, I make this joke is like, if you want to see a dead body, it's right there. It's right there in videos. It almost got 2,000 views on it, which is ridiculous. But yeah, I went after 24.1 like I was 24, and I realized that I'm the second two numbers. Oddly enough, I'm the second two numbers in those three. 24.1, I went after it like I was 24, but really I'm 41. And I had a goal of what I wanted to get, and I know that I was fully capable of breaking 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. I know that. I had to pace it out a certain way. I was like, listen, if I'm around 3:45 after the first 21, like I can do the next 15s and 9s in less than 4:15, right? Like a 30-second buffer with quicker transitions and the round of 9, like I can just go. And I've always been able to just dig deep and hang on. And I went out about 20 seconds too fast.
You want to know why you did that? Let me tell you why you did that.
Why did I do that?
Because you sent in the text. You're like, hey, guys, I'm going to do 24.1 in 2 hours. So at that point, mm-hmm. your brain was already like, kick, kick.
Dude,
here we go. Here we go. So when they said go, it was like,
yep.
You may not have felt like, and that's what's so funny. That's what's so great about this particular workout was that it sucked everybody in on the first 21. Mm-hmm. It sucked you in. You knew how bad it was going to. Everybody knew.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter. Everybody went too hard on the first 21.
Yeah, everybody. I did. I did really bad. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to eat today because I don't want to compete on a full stomach. But then I realized like I didn't really do anything until 2:30 in the afternoon. And I like it was just is bad. It's the worst. I have never that physical deterioration has never happened to me. I've never experienced failure like top to bottom like that. The three worst, it's in my top three for sure. Like hands down top three worst.
Wow.
Yeah. The really? Worst, one of the worst ones ever was 16-1, or was it 15-1? It was the 16-1. It was the overhead lunges with the barbell and bar facing burpees and chest to bar pull-ups, the eights.
Oh, yeah.
Is that 16-1?
Yeah.
That's top three. And my other one is actually, it was like a 400 meter freestyle event when I was in college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so if you guys don't know swimming conversions, this is an average. It's like 4-1 swimming to running. So if you guys think about like just a mile time trial all out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's for sure top three. I crawled up on my knees, Bill.
I know, dude. I saw that.
I crawled up on my knees, and I did it because it was the only way I was going to be able to get off the ground.
When I saw you do that, I was like, I wish I had a wire that was connected to your brain because I would have loved to hear the conversation that was going on at that point. The fuck, dude, get your fucking ass up right now. Shut up, man.
Yep.
I'm trying really hard. Don't be a baby. Get your ass up.
Yeah.
But I can't get. Dude, it was all happening.
This little guy and this little guy the whole time. Like 21 is like, I feel good. Like I didn't push the 21s like irresponsibly in my head. And even in the way it felt, I was like, okay, I'm pushing 21. And again, this is coming off a couple weeks where I did that, like that row burpee imam. And even that's the run good, burpee imam, like I pushed those hard. Like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, so I got it in me. And dude, when I started to not be able to push up off the ground in those nines, I was like, I put my knees underneath me to crawl up. And I'm like, you're really doing this right now. You understand this? You're on camera in front of people and you're crawling to your knees to do a burpee right now. This is where you're at. This is your life now. And I almost failed my dumbbell snatches in the nines. I wanted to put it down in the nines so bad.
Yeah.
It hurt so bad.
It's crazy, huh?
And for probably until I went to bed. So for like 7 good hours, I was not the same. Like usually 30 minutes, an hour goes by, and you're like, oh man, that was, I don't know how I could describe how that felt or what I felt like, but it was 10 o'clock at night, and I'm just sitting there staring at a wall. I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what has, I don't, do we have children anymore? I don't even know where I am.
I think as much as everyone was talking about, you know, the Fran cough and do you feel blood in your throat and all yeah. that, I think what it was that your ego took a straight kick to the balls.
Oh yeah, big time.
So that's what was happening. That's what that was. It wasn't, I don't think that physically you were beat up or really even distraught from it. I think it was a realization of like, damn, like I never thought that I would be there.
No, it was physical, really.
You think so?
Yeah. And that's what that's where I was worried.
But
like
you crushed that rowing one.
I don't know. Like so that's why I'm saying is like I as much as people may think I have an ego, like I'm cool getting it checked. No problem. Especially with CrossFit. I'm like, yep, all right, got me. Like I wasn't physically okay. Hmm. Like I'm putting my kids to bed and like reading, I think.
So funny.
I judged Jules afterwards. I think I counted all her reps right. Dude.
Jules is like, I got a world record time. So you were counting by three.
Yeah. it was wild. It was wild.
So did you do a warm up before that?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I did warm ups where I was like practicing. It's like, do I want a burpee hop or burpee step?
I saw your diagrams all over your burpee setup and your lines and your handprints and you're one of those guys.
No, it was already there at the gym we went to. And I was like, all right, I'll do them here, whatever. Because those lines didn't really fit my body. It fit something smaller. And I couldn't find a good rhythm stepping. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to step. And I did some hops and I was like, this actually feels good. So when I do like lateral, I'll hop my outside leg really wide. And that actually kicks me over the dumbbell really quick or the rower or a barbell. And so it's not really tucking my knees underneath me. So it's actually not as detrimental as a normal burpee. So like a bar facing burpee, because if I like hop wide, you can't jump wide. It's really right. weird. And right. jumping forward with the step makes more sense. And for some reason that day, it just didn't work. And I've burpee stepped laterally for years.
Right.
But that yesterday, it just, nothing felt right.
Yeah.
So did like a 3-3, a round of threes, and just to see how long it would take casually. I did that once or twice, and then I just went.
So I think that like...
I didn't overdo it.
The best way to warm up on this one, or if I, you know, when we had like our Friday Night Lights and stuff like this, is telling people that they needed to get their heart rate up.
Yes.
Because like...
I did that.
Generally speaking, if you don't, you're going to get stuck in the mud at the 15s. I mean, like the 21, that 21 set door is going to slam on you and you're just going to be trudging through it. And it's like all of a sudden the legs get really, really heavy. So, I mean, I think that was probably the most important whatever. And dude, I didn't do it.
Dude.
I didn't pull the dumbbell one time.
You didn't touch the dumbbell?
I did it this morning. Man. I didn't have any time.
I hate you.
So I saw it on Thursday. We had people doing it on Thursday. I was going to do it on Friday.
I wanted to do it Friday so bad.
So bad I wanted to get it done.
Yep.
Then we had a Friday Night Lights and I'm running that, so I didn't do it then. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, okay, I had my daughter, so I'm like, okay, I'll be able to do it. I'll be able to get her and I can do it over the weekend. Didn't happen Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen Sunday. I'm like, shit, I'm running out of time. Dropped her off at school this morning, went straight to the gym, picked up the dumbbell, said, let's start the clock. And went.
And what did you get with a 50-pound dumbbell, even though you're 55?
821.
Fuck you. God, you're the worst. This is when I hate you the most. Yeah, Snippy, I quit. It's over.
That's funny.
821.
No, I, you know what? I don't even. So if I would have done the 35s, so, you know, the whole like little wider stance. I mean, we talked about that all the time.
Dude, 35s would have sucked balls.
35s, I would have gone so wide. I would have like Jean-Claude Van Damme my leg.
Yeah.
Seriously, because like I 35 pounds, it would have been my arms moving and it would have all been just burpees. But I wouldn't have bent over one time with the 35 pounds because I would have been so wide.
Yeah.
It would have been all arms. And I think, I mean, there were guys in my division, I guess they got like 7'12", 7'30"
Yeah.
Somewhere in there,
yeah. I don't doubt it.
But I didn't want to.
That's so funny. Dude, the comments are freaking losing their minds because they heard your time.
Dude, JR, he did the same thing. He hit me up and he goes, so I got this great time and I don't do RX Plus, bro. Come on, Brian.
Well, he's saying because it was 35, but you used to 50.
I'm doing the exact same thing I did in the early days.
All right, I'm dare
open.
You.
I'm in the open division.
You ready? I dare you. I dare you to do everything open RX to make the quarterfinals and do quarterfinals with open RX movements.
I mean, I'll do whatever.
It's not like you're going to go compete. Like, you're not competing. Right. I know you're not.
I know that.
I dare you.
That's not much of a dare. It's like, Bill, I dare you to wear black clothes.
That's all true. Right. Yeah. That's like daring me to just do anything stupid. Like, go out too fast in an open workout that you haven't done.
JR did the same thing. He did the exact same thing. He's like, he hit me up personally and was like, okay, so I think I'm going to not ever warm up again because I just got this time. And I mean, I hope, the time he gave me was 6-something.
Fuck.
I was like, damn, dude. He's like, I'm never warming up again. I'm like, all right, see.
Warm up felt great. Maybe I should have done that. Nah. No.
It's one of those things where I think my body's done it enough where I just know. I know where I know that I'm in it, and it's, I get the, just fucking hold on, you're fine. You'll be fine at the end.
I thought that. Like, my plan was go out light and quick in the 21s and relax in the dumbbell snatches and just catch your breath and just be quick on the burpees. Don't push the pace. The first set of 15, just kind of lock in and be like, all right, it's coming. And then my thought was, at the 15 burpees to end the round of 15, go. Whatever you got left, go, and then you can hang on for the nines. Like, you'll be able to. And I was like halfway through that second set of 15. I was like, holy shit.
The second set of 15 was the worst.
I was like, oh no. And then I got to the nine. I was like, I could not move anymore. Like, my legs were failing. I thought, and I got no rep because I landed on the dumbbell. I'm like, after he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, it's better you did that than not do it.
Right, right.
But I put a little clip up there of my last three burpees, and this is so sad.
Dude, it was so great.
So sad. All right, here.
6.
I feel my neck. Both my knees.
7, 2 more, come on.
Look at my legs.
Hey, one more, come on, this is your time.
Let's go. Oh.
Dude. So much drama.
I know there was so much anger at that point.
Almost failed a burpee.
So much anger.
Here we go. Oh. Welcome back to the open. You fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that hurt. It hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy.
So let me ask.
Great workout.
Dude, you remember on our show when we were talking?
When you guessed the workout?
I mean, you know.
Yeah, no big deal.
I can pull it every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I said that CrossFit had to have, they needed a win. They needed a spot on perfect open workout to get everybody refired up, reinvigorated, everything. Dude, I don't think they could have written anything better than that.
I agree.
I mean, it was simple.
Whoa.
It was accessible.
Thanks, Ian. Hey, spoiler alert. Wow. Ian, thanks for the $20, man. That's awesome. For everybody else, we just started our membership thing on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I can't promise we're going to do anything awesome like Sivan or anybody else, but like, if you guys want to pop onto that, I think the cheapest one's like $3.99. And then the other one's $5.99. But if you guys are rolling with us, and you want to jump on that, you're more than welcome to. You don't have to. We'll try to do something. I can't promise anything, but just having y'all support there is would be really cool. So yeah, we just started that. Cool. Thanks, Eden. I appreciate that. That'll go to my back surgery.
That fits exactly what Dave was talking about. I'm super excited. Like I said, I'm super excited about how it's not the complexity, but it's the intensity.
So Dave said from the get-go.
That was so perfect. It made me so happy to watch Dave archaic writing,
dude,
his weird cryptic stuff that he did.
Yeah.
And he lined it up and I was like, thank you. I wish they would have just cut all of the other stuff before that and just left it on the one show.
Yeah.
It would have been great.
Yeah. It was great. And we'll analyze this fun stuff. All right. So we'll give you guys a couple numbers. CrossFit, the open is approaching 334,000 registrations.
Wow.
So last year was 323. And last year was I think the fourth most we'd ever had. We had it 2018 was the most we ever had, 2017 before that. And I think the year before that it was 350 something, but this is it's trending, right? For the fourth consecutive year, it's trending since the dark days of the open. And so it's going up and we still have 5-6 hours. 6.5 hours left until submission. So sign up for the open. Go do it. No warm up.
You need a warm up?
Like Bill.
Just hop it. Just grab a dumbbell and start moving.
Yeah, grab a dumbbell, start moving. I made this video. I don't know if anybody saw this, but I made this today. And this is how this whole experience went.
Oh, thank God.
That was pretty good.
And that's how it felt. It was am I in the best shape of my life? Nope. Did I go out hot like I was? Yep. Did it really, really go bad at the end? Yep. Am I still okay today because of everything I've been doing and taking care of myself for the last 15 years? Also, yep. I'm okay. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Some more numbers. This got put out on the on Barbend. I guess that is the what we'll say now. Is the live stream numbers. And I'm only going to bring this up for one reason and one reason only. Is if you look at the numbers from last year, we had our most concurrent viewers last year during 23.3, which is 128,000 live all at one time, like the most it peaked of live viewers, because right now it's 184. You guys are insane, by the way.
Yeah.
Just seriously. Listening to us talk about my poor performance. Bill. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Join our groups. 128. 24.1 had 161,000 people at its peak live watching.
Damn.
It's approaching 1 million views overall. And here is the only reason why. And I'm going to take this off the screen. I don't know why it keeps going to this screen. Don't put me on there. Because Dave Castro came back. That is the only reason why. They're only one. That's it. It wasn't the format. It wasn't this golden barbell thing. It was the only reason why it peaked like that is because Dave Castro said he was coming back and he did his announcement just like we all hoped he would. And that was it. Right. And so that's the power of Dave. And when, Dave was removed from this position, or when he was fired and then he was brought back and not put in this position and all this other mess. And where's CrossFit going? We need it like it used to be. This is it. This is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for Dave to come back because OG, because this is what makes this stuff so fun. And you talked about it last week. You love to hate him. You hate to love him. Those are one and the same. But the fact because Dave Castro came back and did the announcement, that is why it's the most we've ever had, because Dave hasn't done an announcement, a real announcement in an affiliate since 2021. Even before that, since 2018.
Yeah, totally.
Right? Yeah. Because in 2019, Greg killed everything. In 2020, we didn't have him. Same, we had the same weird announcements going on. Mm-hmm. Like sanctioned events. 21, they only did them in studio with no one around because it was still like COVID times. And then 22, he gets fired before the Open starts. Dave hasn't done a live announcement in person in an affiliate since 2018.
And every year that he didn't do one, we said every single year, God, you know what?
You know what would be nice?
I just wish that Dave would do.
Wish Dave would
wish
come
that
back.
Dave would say it. And yeah. The crazy writing and the silly ways that he kind of leads you in and down the workout. And that would be the best. You're all right. 100%.
100%.
I mean, dude, it felt, like I said, all the stuff before all that, whatever. And I'm going to say whatever. Because I just did. It was so confusing up to that point. But once we got to where Dave was.
Yep.
And he did the announcement and he walked through and he was talking about it and he was doing his way of doing it. Mm-hmm. It was, dude, it was a complete throwback right to the old days of the Open. The glory days of
yes.
the Open.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's exactly what it felt like. And it was so good. And it was good enough to where it trumped all the weirdness that happened just before that. Watching four of the best athletes in the world do a synchro squat clean and jerk thing that was the event that I was hoping that it would be like one of my favorite.
Oh yeah, that's right, you did want
and they
that.
ruined it by doing that. So like I don't think anyone should get the Golden Barbell Award because they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
So just a shameless plug, I'll be talking to all four athletes who competed in 24.1 tonight on the CrossFit Games podcast.
Who brought up the punk out?
I'm going to ask who started the agreement that we're all going to do synchro every 10 seconds. I'm asking them that question. But if you guys tonight on the CrossFit Games podcast, you can go to the CrossFit podcast YouTube channel. We will be live tonight with Brent Fikowski, Jeff Adler, Alex Gazant, and Alexis Raptis. And we're going to talk about everything. We'll talk about Nasty Girls. We'll talk about the ring heights. We'll talk about the scoring system. We'll talk about when they knew, how much they knew, why did they decide to. And I know why. Like, I'm going to go like 11.3. Squat, clean, and jerks is disgusting. 5 minutes of disgustingness to lead that into what the Open workout was going to be. Hell no. Hell no. I'm not going to go out there and embarrass myself in front of a worldwide audience, even though I embarrassed myself in front of a worldwide audience last night by posting the video of my 24.1.
But you also don't have the asterisk of one of the four best athletes in the
True.
World.
I don't have that.
Stuff,
yes.
You know?
Right. And so we'll be talking about all that tonight. So if you guys want
to
show up, show up, ask questions. They'll be all live. We'll do it for about an hour. 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central. We'll be going live with all four of them. So
would it, okay, you give me, I'll give you mine, but give me your personal opinions, if you're allowed to, on the mini competition before the Open.
My personal opinions is I like it the way we used to do it.
Okay.
Simple is best, quality over quantity. It's like programming volume versus intensity.
Yeah.
I like the intensity of a one-off. Hey, welcome. We're in Pleasanton. You know, the old like Roy McKernan bring in. We're here with these four athletes and bring them all out to the stage. And then for the announcement of 24.1, Dave Castro.
Yeah.
Just hit it. Just make it good. Simple.
I don't think.
I also didn't know what was going on, so I didn't really. I have an opinion
on the first level for these athletes. I don't think that we need to. And I heard this quote: "We need to make it worth their time, worth their while to come out and do an open.
Worth their time."
Thing. Well, it's like, you know, we got to make it worth for them to travel out here, and they're breaking the training.
Bro, it's an open announcement.
That's yeah
right.
Right.
It's like that is a coveted thing.
Yeah, it is. If they're an athlete and these guys already have a bunch of viewers, now you get live viewership on them and they can talk about, like, there's so much they can use with that. Mm-hmm. You don't need to make it worth their time with these other things. And that, I think all of the other things distracts from the main event. Like, I'm serious. I mean, fine, they did the Nasty Girls. It was cool to see them do it and whatever. But, like, I don't think anyone really got that. And then, I mean, it was funny. We were doing the Sevan show right as the announcement started. And Hiller the whole time, 11.3, that's 24.1. That is 24.1. I'm like, no, dude, it's not 24.1.
Yeah.
It's the one before 24.1. And then that again, that's gonna make these athletes not be able to showcase exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And that I just don't understand it. I didn't understand it. It was confusing. Mm-hmm. Don't dilute what you're trying to do, which is highlight the race and the community and the affiliate for that one splash of time.
Yeah.
Put it all into that, not into all this other stuff. I just didn't think they needed to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, look how many people watched the Sevan show and it was Taylor versus the world and it was one event. That was it.
Right. Right.
That was it.
Well, and Wazami was talking about, I think he was saying this earlier, is like part of the reasons why the hype was so much is because of that Taylor versus the world show and everybody wanted to see what it was going to be and what Taylor and Dallin versus. And this week is Taylor versus Jason Hopper.
Yeah.
Will it be at Crash?
I think so. Yeah. Because I heard that JR and those guys were talking about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm pumped. I'm super pumped.
Yeah.
To see what it is. But yeah.
You have 231 of you guys.
I know.
Awesome right now. Seriously. Okay, right now, here's what I want everyone to do. As fast as you can, type in what you got on your open workout. Put them in right now.
Yeah, I already put your times
Splash
in.
Them up. Splash them up.
I'll put mine in.
I'm going to put mine in right now, too.
I'll put mine in. 9:12.
Let's see.
Bill put his in. Just flex on everybody. No warm up. Barkley. Oh, good. Barkley, 10:32. Look at that. Dang. Cody Baker, you're full of shit. Do not tell me that. Put in 9:11. If you're right, then ouch. Shayna, it's going to be in your boy's backyard. Shayna Medeiros, listening.
Yeah.
Boy's backyard this weekend, or I guess Thursday.
I know.
Tell your son to answer his email. Trying to get him on the podcast on Monday with Colton after the fact. OG in the open. That's right. That's right, Alyssa. There's still time. Go into your, yes, Jose, no redo needed. Chris, 48-34.
Great job, Chris. Great job, brother.
Still going. That's my time. Still going. I am sore. I am very sore.
My back just tightened up a little bit, yeah.
My back's tight. My hamstrings. Shoulders are okay. Now that I did that, maybe not so much. Triceps. Dang,
Kyle.
Dang, Kyle. 7:12. What score do you think keeps in the top 25%? I don't know. We'll find out tonight. We'll do Heading to Boise today. All right, Shayna. Good luck to Justin. I can't wait to see him throw down.
That's going to be...
Oh, and happy belated birthday, I believe. I believe Justin just celebrated a birthday that I think I saw.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Happy belated. I forget how young these guys are.
I'm the same age. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, right. Of course.
Ignorance is bliss.
Let's see. Oh yeah, is it snowing in Boise? Hey Bailey. All right, so now the only way to balance this workout out is have rowing and wall balls for week two. Oh, 25. Justin turned 25. My goodness. I can't say this to you because I'm your age, I guess, when you started CrossFit or almost. Is I was 26, 27 when I started CrossFit. You started competing at 40.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now. I think about this all the time, and this is weird, but every time I feel like I'm running out of gas or steam, I'm like, Bill freaking started competing at this age. I'm good to go. I still got like 5 more quality years in me. Yeah.
A decade and a half.
I'm still got plenty of time. I do. I really do. I think about that. Whenever Phil starts, oh man, I'm not. I was like, fuck, Bill just started, man. I can do this.
Totally.
And then I get to the round of 15 and I realize, yeah, you got to work out. You got to work out more. And I will say this, this was one cool thing is like, I haven't done the open full on in 2 years. I had shoulder surgery last year, right before the open. So I was doing like the upper body extremity adaptive versions of the workouts, but like there was no intensity because I was like 3 weeks post-op.
Yeah.
No intensity. And I haven't had really that much intensity. Well, that I found out I haven't had as much intensity as I thought over the last 12 months since surgery. And I didn't have as much going in. The open's a different beast, which again, I was so nervous. I was actually talking to Athena. We were messaging back and forth. By the way, she's freaking killing it.
Dude, she's
so shout out to you, Athena. She's a Longhorn, I found out. She went to Texas.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And we were talking and she's like, have you done it yet? I was like, no, I'm really nervous. It's like, you get nervous? I'm like, yeah. We all do. Which I thought was really interesting that some people should know is like, listen, we all tend to feel the same things as everybody does. Like we get nervous, we get excited, like all those feelings, like I go through them. And I was mostly scared because I wasn't scared of the workout. I was scared because I knew what was coming. And I just like dove headfirst into an empty pool with my hands at my hips.
You want to know what's okay? So, you know, everyone's like afraid to start CrossFit. They're really nervous about it because they hear all the stuff. Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to the people that they start it, they're in it for a while, they hop out for whatever reason, and then they're trying to get back in?
Yeah.
And you talk to them then?
Yeah.
They're usually more scared.
Yes.
They know exactly what's coming at. So that what you're saying right there is that you know exactly what is coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly the burning sensation, the lungs, the lactic acid, everything, the discomfort that's coming your way. And
dude,
it's like you're what? Waiting. Oh no way. How
Bailey, you went to Cal Poly? How are you just bringing this up? Oh, wow.
Bailey.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Really awesome. Yeah, you are 100% right.
Yeah.
It's and I have been struggling with that over the last year because I got way more out of shape than I did the first time I had shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
Because I was in an affiliate, I was coaching, and I was young. I had aspirations to go back to the CrossFit Games still post-surgery in 2012. Now I'm in my garage. I don't have much at my disposal. I didn't really want to drive to an affiliate and just hobble around in the corner. I just had a pity party for a year. And getting back into that intensity was really hard to do because I knew what it was going to be like. And I knew I wasn't in a position to like weather those storms as well as I used to. But yesterday, I knew what was going to happen. And I just went for it.
Dang.
And I paid the price.
So I remember when I was doing master's seminars, I'd go around and I'd talk to masters about how to train and how to compete and all those kind of things. And one of the things I talked about was something that I started learning as I got older. And this is part of the, and I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't warm up. That's not the case. But literally not thinking about it.
Mm.
Because all of that stuff that you're talking about, all the, you know what's coming.
Yep.
You know how bad it's going to be. Where I end up being so much better. Was it another Poly alumni? Dang, Andrew.
Whoa. How many Cal Poly alumni are on this show?
Dude, that's cool.
Did we go to SMU? No.
The sooner I can just hop in, the better I am.
Mm.
Like I used to go through the whole visualizing and seeing how, you know, kind of visualizing the seconds and the transitions and all that. Like for me now, for you probably too, I think that like we've done this long enough.
Yeah.
I don't need to sit there and think about it. Like just put me in, man. Like my body knows what to do.
True.
It will do. I know that it can't do what it used to do. And I realize that, but I think that it's got a decent enough little radar on it that I can kind of sense before I get in too bad. Mm-hmm. That's, I do that. Like my workout schedule now is so hit and miss. Like I'll get 5 days in and then not work out for 8 days. And then I'll do 3 days and then I'll miss four. Like it's so hit and miss like that.
Yeah.
And instead of worrying about it or worrying about like, I haven't done and I don't know if I'm ready, I'm just like, just put the clock on. Let's just go and just get into it.
I like that. I definitely overthought the whole process going into it just because I was in like old competition mode. I'm like, why am I doing that?
Well, I saw you blew, you pulled out the socks. I saw it. I mean, you pulled out the old shoes.
I did. I did.
You were doing all the stuff.
I did everything but put Superman's cape back on. That's and I think it was just like trying to psych myself up. And I should just be like, just let's go. Let's go.
You see this?
What? You're married to Samantha Moore? What? Here's the best part. She was Samantha Moore in high school and she married Amora.
Oh, shit.
M-O-O-R-E. And then she just went M-O-R-A. Oh, dude, that's so awesome, Andrew. Yeah, we spent together in high school. Wow. Dang. This show just, it's a weird day. It's a weird day. I think you're 100% correct because I was hyper-focused on pace and where I was after the 21s and where I was at the 15s, and that did have an effect on how I felt psychologically. And I think it'd be better if I just put my head down and just went. I don't think it would have changed.
Did you? Okay.
What happened?
The rowing burpee one that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any thought process before you hopped into that one?
No. In fact, I would change my feelings like round to round because there's still time to think about it. Because it was 10 cal row, 10 on the minute, 10 burpees on the other minute. The burpees never change. So I'm finishing burpees, getting 20 plus seconds of rest to just kind of walk back to the rower and, hey, Tammy.
Yeah. I knew I got her ready for that one.
And a girl.
I'm all fired up on that. Crushing it.
And on the rows, I really didn't have to think about it until I would get to like the 20. 20, I was like, okay, I got to row decently. And then I'm doing the burpees and I could think during the burpees. I was like, all right, what do I want to do? What should I row to get 22 in the next minute with enough time to leave some room? And then I got to the 24s. And I was like, okay, I'm having a row. Now I can't mess around in the rower. And then after the 26, I was like, do I want to get to 30? And the answer was really like, I didn't care. But then during the 28s, I was like, I do want to at least get to 30.
Yeah.
And then while I was in the 30s, I only had about 2 seconds to make a decision. I was, how cool would it be if I got through 30? I don't want to ever do this workout again. I've come this far, and that's what I was hoping would happen at the nines, right? I've come this far. I don't care how it feels. I'm just going because I want to get 30 cals on this rower in the minute. And I thought that would happen for the nines, and it didn't. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It didn't happen on the burpees and the dumbbell snatches, but on the rower, like in that last minute, dude, I was rowing at 2,000 cals an hour the whole time to get 30 cals in the minute,
which is crazy.
And it sucked and it hurt and it like really hurt, but I could handle it. I thought that was going to translate. I thought that would translate to the open because usually, and you know this, and people do this, is like, no matter how bad it feels, if I'm in the nines and I really want it, I can go. And I thought I could do that. And I tried to do that. And my body went, no, this is not happening.
Like, I'll put up, I was going to post a clip of my last nines.
Do you have the whole video?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That was good. I want to see it. I saw it. I was like, hammer down. I'm like, cool. All right. That's when we hammer down. All right. Because we can do that.
Yeah, hammered down.
Nope.
Got hammered
down. Meanwhile, I'm crawling up on my hands and knees.
That right there is what I love about the open.
Mm-hmm.
That's the piece. It's a fun, grindy, just ass kicking, old school classic. Like I picture doing that like in some Globo gym, like back in the day, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But people looking at you funny, you're like, like, why are you stepping over that dumbbell all silly?
Dude, like it was crazy.
Yeah.
Those last three jumps on like, I put on the story, like a little, like I had 10% confidence I wasn't going to land on the dumbbell, leaping over it. It was wild. It was so fun. But in, you know, as we close things up here, we just wanted to talk about our experience for 24.1. But like, that's the cool stuff, man. Like, that's what we talk about. Open. Like, man, I just went for it and it didn't work out.
That's cool.
And that's cool, right? I'm not in competition mode anymore. It's like, dude, I got a 912. I got a 912. My last nine burpees took 50 seconds. Bill.
That part, I know that is going to eat you. That's going to eat you for years, dude. I know it's going to.
I was done. I was done with the 15s at like 6:30.
Yeah.
6:40. Like, breaking eight wasn't a question. No problem. Like, to do the nines in a minute, 20 seconds, no problem. And it took me almost three more minutes to do the round of nines. Isn't that insane? That's where I was. It took me 50 seconds to do nine burpees at the end of the workout where you're just supposed to go and everyone knows you can. But in that moment, it's like, I know it doesn't look like it, but I have never tried harder to do a burpee than I currently am doing this burpee right now, as evidence of me getting on my knees because I can't hop up anymore.
you want to know what? So take this, and this for all the coaches out there.
Yeah.
What's important that everybody does and gets involved in this is because they need to know that talk in their own head. So when they see someone looking like they aren't trying very hard,
yeah,
maybe they are trying really hard. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that it doesn't always, it's not always that someone's just totally sandbagging it. Yeah, there, of course, there are times when it does happen, but
yes,
I really think that's important for everyone. And then the other thing, just like you were saying, this right now, what's happening right now, especially this first week.
Yes, Seth.
Is we just nanoed everybody. Like now you're walking through the airport and everyone's talking about the nanos and seeing the nanos. This is the connection that we have. Everybody knows exactly how shitty it felt, whether they got five whatever minutes or they got 100 reps.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, everybody knows, and the best of the best and everybody in between all got to play on the same playing field. And that's what's so special about our sport. And that's why I think that it's important to have, the right programming to get everyone involved in this.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not going to matter as much, you know, with the 25% and all that kind of stuff, that everything that everyone's been saying, if it's not going to matter as much, then you really need to make it super fun. And that's fun for us, and we're the weirdos. That is fun, where it just buries yourself and like, dude, I just got my ass kicked. That was great.
You know what this is?
It's our fight club.
It's our fight club. Yeah,
yeah.
These stories are our scars on our face and our knuckles and our bloody t-shirt. Yeah. Because here's the thing: look, you guys got six more hours. I'm sure everybody listening has done the open, or like, we're not selling it. Listen. In a year from now, you will be in the cool kids club if you did 24.1.
Yep.
You have 6 hours. Like, I know I work for CrossFit.
How many do we talk about every time?
Right. Oh, but
you remember when we did 13?
Remember that one? And dead in this fucking.
Yeah.
It's a badge of honor, right? It's the bloody knuckles. It's the black eye. And that's the cool part. Dude, you nailed it. It is the fight club. And right now, the fact that I did 24.1 and everybody's throwing their times in the chats and we're all celebrating each other, we're not saying it's like, not once is anybody talking about where they are on the leaderboard.
No.
No. No one gives a shit. It's the open.
No one cares.
And maybe that's the coolest part about the open right now, because nobody gives a shit. We just did it.
Yeah.
And yeah, next year, if you like didn't experience 24.1, sorry, missed the boat. That badge of honor, that 24.1 badge of honor. Yes, Aaron, felt hungover 20. I did. I felt like someone drugged me. And I am so happy. Like, I didn't get what I wanted or what I physically, like, if I did it again, I could probably do better. But, you know, whatever. I did what I did.
Yeah. And well, and that's the story of the whiteboard, right? It's mm-hmm. like, you got, why do we put everyone's name on the whiteboard when we're here at the gym?
Yeah. And not what do we tell like, the people when we put their times on the board, right?
Like, I don't care. Be no. proud of what you got.
Yeah.
You bled out here on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Put up what I don't care. Put it up. And you got to be proud of the effort that you put out.
Yeah.
And there's a level of accountability with that. You got to throw your hat in the ring to get that.
Yeah.
So
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, hope you guys had fun. Take care of your backs. Stretch your hamstrings.
I need to go stretch a little bit.
24.2 is on the horizon. We'll have our Inside the Leaderboard show next Wednesday at the same time. And now we have a fresh top 100. Fresh top 100 because we're doing strength of field relative to the open only. And I can't wait to see what happens after 24.1. While you guys are here, all 200 plus of you guys, thank you so much for rolling with us. This is freaking awesome.
Whoa.
If you guys haven't, there's this little join thing that's new. If you guys want to join us, there's two options. I still haven't quite figured out all of it here, but if you guys want to join the party here live with us instead of dropping things in super chats or when you just want to be a part of it, we do have a Patreon, but we also have this now. So hit the like button, hit the join button. Be really cool to have y'all support. It helps us do more of this, and it helps me tell my wife that I got to do more podcasts.
There you go.
And in the time we've been on this show, 2,000 more people have registered for the open.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that out there. You guys are awesome. We hope you guys enjoyed 24.1 as much as Bill and I did. Bill is now leading 1-0. Get your, Barkley, get your GWTP badge we have on there.
Get it.
I'm still trying to figure all this stuff out. But guys, thanks for joining the show. Hope you guys enjoyed 24.1. If you didn't do it, if you're on the fence, I've said this before, you will never regret signing up for the open and just seeing what you're made of, because nothing is better than knowing yourself and where you stand here. So
get off the fence,
join the club, get your knuckles bloody, get that black eye.
Go black watch eye. Fight Club. If you don't get it, you'll get it.
Yeah.
And you'll want to do it. Just go do it.
Badge of
watch
honor.
Fight Club, then do 24.1.
Badge of honor.
Get your scores in. Don't forget to post.
Hop that fence, open borders in the CrossFit Open. The only open borders I support
right?
is those hopping the fence and getting into the CrossFit Open. Nivy, you're right. You will regret a redo, but you'll never regret the first one.
Right.
Yes, Seth, do hard things. You'll feel better. Do hard shit. Just makes you feel better about yourself. There is no failing when you try. I don't care what Yoda says. But that's it. Thank you guys for joining the show. We will see you on Wednesday. And if you guys want to watch the athletes who took on 24.1, recap that, join me tonight on the CrossFit Gains podcast. But other than that, Taylor, still holding strong. 540, baby. 540.